This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 5, the Church in Samaria. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 8. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is rightly called the great power of God." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his sorcery. But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them, they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness, and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me." After they had further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. Jesus promised that his disciples would receive power when the Holy Spirit came on them. And he said they would be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and across the earth. As Saul and many others begin persecuting the church, we see a clear movement of the church from being centered in Jerusalem to spreading out in Samaria. But even though believers in Jesus are suffering persecution, God's church continues to grow. Philip, one of the seven new leaders chosen in Acts 6, begins a ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing in Samaria. Many people believe and are baptized, including a man named Simon, who had practiced sorcery. Peter and John visit to see what God is doing there, and as they pray and lay hands on the new believers, they receive the Holy Spirit. Simon, however, offers money, saying he wants to buy the ability to give people the Holy Spirit, and he receives a lesson in grace. Peter instructs him to repent and pray for forgiveness. God's power cannot be bought. Grace is not for sale. Simon was impressed with the power he saw in Philip, Peter, and John, but following God is not about gaining power. Simon needed a heart change. Peter saw bitterness lurking in Simon's heart, and until that was gone, he could not be part of the Lord's ministry. Pray with me. God of abundant, amazing grace, cleanse and renew our hearts, washing away all our sins. By Christ's power, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.